Welcome to the NPTE Final Frontier Podcast, helping one student at a time. Visit npteff.com to enroll today so you can pass tomorrow. Thank you for joining us here on the NPTE Final Frontier Podcast. My name is David.
And my name is Emily. Today, we will be discussing group studying versus independent studying. Now, we want to make note that during this episode, we are talking about studying in general. We are not talking about structured study plans such as ALPS or LSP, which are some amazing resources offered by Final Frontier, so you should definitely check those out if you're not familiar with them. But like I said, this is more just on general studying that you have personally laid out for yourself or you have laid out with your own friends or other people that are studying for the same thing. Now, first, let's dive right into what did we personally do during our study preparations, whether it was through our curriculums or for boards prep. David, you go first.
All right. So during schooling, I was more so a solo person. But then if I was going to meet up to study with people, I would only be comfortable studying with like 2 to 3 other people. If I was meeting up to study, let's say me and Emily met up and then somebody else joined us to study together, we would grab a room in the library and everything would be great. But if 2 more people came or 3 more people, I would totally be just totally out of it. And I would have to go either pull somebody aside to study with them or go my own way. What about you, Emily?
So I was actually very similar. I was definitely a solo studier, but I had my wolf pack. I had 2 girls in my program specifically that we did a lot of group studying with, but it worked for us because we had similar studying plans and we knew how to work with each other. So that worked out very well. If I tried to do bigger group study sessions, I would just catch myself getting easily distracted and not staying as focused. So it wasn't as productive for my time. But I would say I did a little bit of both. But again, I stayed within those smaller group study sessions.
Yeah, I totally agree with you. And the big thing was distractions. I am so easily distracted. So once you give me a few more other people, side conversations take place, joking takes place. And I feel like it's more difficult to hold yourself accountable and stay structured to whatever you went into that room to focus on.
Yeah. So I think right now we've discussed a few cons to group studying. So let's dive into that a little bit further before we also then dive into the pros, because there are definitely a ton of added benefits. But while we're on the track for discussing a few of the things we've struggled with group studying, let's go into what some other people struggle with as well with group studying.
Of course. I think in regards to the struggles with group studying and the cons, I think that sometimes time zones and schedules are going to become a conflict for that. Because let's say me and the partner, maybe we're studying over Zoom. Maybe it's an online program and we're trying to meet up and structure our schedules. Maybe they're in California or a different country and I'm on the East Coast. It may not align best and it's going to be tough for us to meet so often. Or let's say you're working a full-time schedule outside of school, while I may not, it's going to be tough to schedule. What else do you think?
Yeah, well, just to dive into that a little bit further, or let's say you're Emily and go to sleep at 8 p.m. every night. Every one of my friends and the Final Frontier team know that I go to bed early. I am a morning person. I was a morning studier. So for me, I was not productive in the evenings. So that was not when I was going to structure my study time. Even if it worked best for the other people I was studying with, then maybe it's time to find a different group to study with or just be more self-guided. But definitely working at what time is best for you is important.
And that's A-okay. I think that something that's very important for everybody listening to know is that at the end of the day, you have to focus on you. So if Emily likes to study in the morning, gets the most out of the morning and not in the evening, and her study group is going to meet in the evenings, then you know what? Emily has to say, you know, I'm sorry, I have to go it on my own or I have to find somebody else to study with. So if you're listening to this, don't feel guilt of stepping yourself outside of a group that you may have already been included with. It doesn't mean that you're throwing out their friendship. You can still maintain touch and stuff. It just means that maybe you won't study together as often, but you have to focus on yourself.
And it doesn't mean you don't value them or their scores and their success as much. It just means at the end of the day, like we said, you need to do what's best for you. And that's also doing what's best for others. Because if you're not fully there, if you're checked out, if it's not the best time for you and you're trying to multitask and you're thinking of other things or you're tired, you're not being 100% there, which is also not helping those around you that you're studying with. Mm-hmm. Now, another con to mention is sometimes group studying can bring out the competitive nature in others. I am a very competitive person.
You? No, far from it. What? Emily? No.
But I also know there is a time and a place to be competitive. But it can be hard to separate that when you have that competitive spirit. So sometimes with group studying, you can catch yourself trying to one-up the person you're studying with. And at the end of the day, remember, group studying, you're a team. You want to be focusing on each other and helping each other get through the material. So if you're not at the same pace of learning the material or grasping the concepts and you want to move on, that is something to consider. So make sure you're able to put the competition at the door or keep it friendly and light. If you are giving yourself a rapid fire round or a quizzing each other, that's great. That's fun. But it should be that fun, spirited competition to help one another succeed, not to bring one another down.
Yeah, and sometimes that competition could even be in regards to your practice exams or your examinations itself during school or quiz grades. You know, people do compare each other. And it may not even be intentional at times, but sometimes that maybe Emily got a better score than I may take that internally and be like, damn, I'm not studying hard enough. I think I'm doing enough, a lot of studying and this and that. Mm-hmm. And then it's just no good comes to that. So you have to be aware of that.
Just like you shouldn't be afraid to voice if you didn't do as well on the practice exam. You should be supporting one another to the point where nobody feels like they can't fully disclose how they're doing through the process, if that is something that you guys have had open communication with. Mm-hmm. So at this point, I think we discussed a few of the drawbacks to group studying, but now let's talk about all the pros to group studying.
Yeah, they're
one of my favorite. I'm diving right in.
Go for it.
Right in. One of my favorite pros to group studying is supporting one another. Having that ability to have a team to fall back on when you need that extra help or guidance.
Yeah. And like I said before, we said that we did benefit from that smaller group studying. And that for me, I did find out that when studying for the NPTE, that I did have two other people that I just randomly met during class. I saw that they were active in the chat room for the Zoom meetings. And we just started talking and said, hey, do you want to meet up and study together? And it meshed so well. And that support that we are able to provide each other, just like the same support that we were able to give to our classmates when we were in school, it is so beneficial because now you have somebody to support you, not even through studying, but maybe you need that extra push to just do a little bit more. Maybe you need that push to, hey, stand back up. It's going to be okay. We are going to get through it. Sometimes you just need somebody to vent to. I mean, I'm sure that everybody's out there has that one assignment or that one practical exam where you got out of there and you had to vent to somebody about that practical and how you missed that one question, or maybe you forgot to do something. Who do you go to? You go to that small study group that you trusted the entire way.
I agree. I think it's always very important to not go through your curriculum or not go through studying for the board's exam alone. And what I mean by that is a lot of people have friends and family that are providing them with support and comfort throughout the process, but they're not always within the field or going through the same thing. I think it's important to at least have somebody, whether it's through group studying or just somebody to, like you said, vent to, or rely on when you need someone to just help pick you up during a difficult time. That is also within this field, this profession, going through the similar thing, because they will be able to relate to you in a whole different way. The way I was able to have support from my family and friends compared to the support I had through my classmates or the ones I was studying for the boards with was a very different type of support system, and both are crucial to help keep you motivated.
Yeah, and I think something with support that maybe your family members may not be able to support you with is the support of content support. You know, being able to talk out the information with somebody is so helpful. Being able to even increase your availability of what the material is beneficial. Being able to quiz each other is beneficial.
Yep. And I know a lot of students will maybe give flashcards to a family member and they'll kind of do like rapid fire quizzing with one another. But those family members can only provide the content that's on the card. They can't give that little extra push or dive into that topic a little bit deeper because they may just not have the foundational knowledge of the material. By studying with friends or classmates who are also going through the boards or classes, they can dive into the content a little bit further and give you that extra push, give you that extra question that maybe you didn't have listed on your flashcard and you didn't think about the material in that sense, which is exactly what happens on the boards. If you only study the material in the way you know the material, when it's presented in a different way, that's normally when students struggle. So that's a great utilization of group studying, is to be able to be questioned in different ways to mimic the board's exam.
Yeah. And then if you're able to teach it to others that you're studying with, that is great for you because you're showing that you're able to retain that knowledge. You're able to explain that knowledge to other people around you, which shows that if you see that question on a quiz or an examination or the NPTE itself, you are going to have a greater understanding of that topic.
Yeah, exactly. I think at the end of the day, there are a lot of pros and there are a lot of cons to group studying and independent studying, just like everything in life. There are always going to be benefits and there are always going to be challenges. What's important is to find out what works for you and focus on you and find people who your goals and your milestones align with others. That's very important to make sure, like we said, you're focusing on you, but making sure you try a variety of different study tools or tactics, because there are benefits to all different varieties. So make sure you're sampling all of them out and then staying consistent with what works for you.
Yeah, don't rule out. If you've studied solo your entire life, don't rule out group studying. Same thing if you have been studying in a group for a long period of time, don't rule out solo studying from time to time. Just give it a shot. You never know. So Emily, you mentioned about focusing on yourself when you're studying and everything. What other recommendations would you give to our listeners?
My biggest recommendation, not only for you, but those you are studying with, if you're doing group studying, is to come prepared. One of the biggest things I've realized with people doing group studying, which I have been there myself, is if you have a designated time to meet up, you should also have a plan of what you guys are going to cover during that review session. You should have an organized plan of what topics you plan on covering and come prepared with the foundational knowledge, a base knowledge of that material already prepared. So that way, when you're quizzing one another or having an open conversation on that topic, you are able to contribute and be actively involved in those conversations. Because if you don't come prepared, or if somebody in your group doesn't come prepared or is not organized, that is going to completely change the productivity and efficiency of that group session, which could then make it not as useful of your time or others' times. So that's very important.
Now that you heard more about group studying versus independent studying, here is a quote from Henry Ford. If everyone is moving forward together, then success takes care of itself. Together, you can be studying together and you keep on progressing, pushing each other forward and forward and forward, because at the end of the day, You are a team. There is no reason why if you succeed, you cannot help others succeed as well. You are powerful. You are strong. You are a final frontier warrior. You will pass.
Thank you very much for listening. For more information on the NPTE Final Frontier, please visit npteff.com. You can also check out all of our social media platforms, such as Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and TikTok.
Till next time, have a great day and a powerful tomorrow.